get my own lawyer.
One more.
Lawyer cost about $75,000. And don't nobody throw out no money like that unless God sent a blessing.
One more.
I'm here to tell you, just about 3 days ago, they had to let the young man go free. I'm just about to tell you that God got
one more blessing.
One more.
One more blessing.
I said one more.
One more blessing
that you sent.
Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Prayerlessness is a sin that leads to deception. Failure to pray will open the door of temptation for the devil to get at you. 1 Samuel 12:23 says this, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. So when believers stop praying, you're pretty much tied the hand of God, because God has to have a man praying. Amen. You know, in the Old Testament, the Bible says that God looked for an intercessor. He looked for somebody to stand in the gap. God wanted to bless his people, and he looked for somebody that had a heart for him that would pray so that he could intervene in the affairs of man. And the Bible says, I found none. So God sent the perfect intercessor, Jesus Christ. And Jesus stood in the gap for us. And the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us. Even right now, he's interceding for us. Hallelujah. So prayer is so important. And Satan would like to take that weapon. He would like to take that lance out of your hand. Luke 18:1, Jesus said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. That means not lose heart and give up. Tell your neighbor, say, men ought always pray.
Always.
What does always mean?
Always.
That means you should always have communication with God. You should be talking to God every day. Hallelujah. In Luke 22:40-46, and when he was at the place, he said to them, to his disciples that were with him, pray that you enter not into temptation. Now, I believe what he was saying was this. If you don't pray, you're going to open a door for Satan to tempt you, to entice you. People that don't pray fall into temptation. In other words, they fall into a place where they're being enticed away from the will of God. In verse 46, he said this, and he said unto them, why sleep ye? So even the disciples had a problem with sleep when it came to praying. You start praying, and boy, your flesh don't want to pray. Your flesh don't want to pray. Your flesh want to get comfortable and cozy. Your flesh, when you get ready to pray, want to lay down. How many of y'all pray in the bed? You know why? Your flesh don't want to get up. He found them asleep. I mean, they didn't even have to have a bed. They out in the garden. They fell asleep in the garden, outside, in the elements. Jesus said, why are you asleep? Rise and pray. He said, get up and pray. That's what he told him. Get up and pray, lest you enter into temptation. So Satan will tempt you not to pray because he wants an opening where he will be able to entice you to pull you away from the truth, because that's what deception is. Deception is believing a lie, but to deceive means to lead astray into error, to lead into sin, to lead away from the truth. So Satan will want to lead you away from the truth, and he certainly wants to lead you away from the place of prayer. Listen at this. If you don't pray, or if you have a lack of prayer, it will open a door of temptation or enticement. A door of temptation that the devil will use to try to seduce you away from the will of God, particularly your assignment for that day. See, every day you get up, God has an assignment for you. Something that he wants you to do, something that he wants to accomplish through you. But if you miss that place of prayer, then you have missed a part of your assignment for the day. And guess what? Satan will give you a lot of other things that will be a substitute for your prayer time. And you'll end up doing a lot of good things, but did you do what God had assigned for you that day? Because if you don't pray, then you are not going to get the assignment. So if Satan can stop you from praying, he can stop receiving that daily bread that God designed for you to have every day. Give us this day our daily bread. That means there's something coming from heaven every day. And if you don't pray, then you bypass it. How many of y'all see this? You see, Satan will come in and tell you, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to take care of this, do this. And he'll get you busy doing things, and you don't have time to pray. Well, you're missing out on the resources that God provided for you for that day. The devil will have you doing things that are not contributing to your purpose or your destiny by tempting you with things that will make you idle or unproductive. See, you might be doing something good. You might be doing what you got to do. You know, you got to go to work and things like that. But there may be something else God wants to give to you that day that will push you further into the destiny and the plan and the call that he has for your life. But if you don't get that daily provision from God, then you'll miss out on that, and you'll be existing and just living like everybody else in the world, but living without that divine inspiration that comes from God. Because when I come pray, sometimes he changed my plans. You know, I always have a plan what I'm going to do that day. But I can come in here and spend 2 hours in here, or an hour and a half, or an hour in here in the morning time. When I come to work, I'll come over here and pray, or I'll pray at home before I leave. And God will always inspire me with something else that I didn't plan. Or he'll even give me things that he wants me to do. But when I miss those days, then I just start living off what's familiar to me. I just start doing what's familiar and what I got to do in the natural. But those things might be just taking you straight away from what God done really planned for you. And that's why Christians don't have power when it comes to temptation. That's why they are weak, and that's why they give in so easily, because they don't have that power that come from direct communication with God on a daily basis. Jesus said men ought always pray, and he told his disciples, he said, you better get up and pray, or you're going to enter into a time of testing. So when Satan say you're not praying, he know then that he can devise a good plan for you for that day. Hey, I got them where they don't even think prayer is important. And you'll be doing a lot of good things, but none of it that's contributing to why you're here. Satan is the tempter. Not only is he a liar and a thief and a murderer, he's also the tempter. The tempter is one who tries or tests one's faith, their virtue, their character, by enticement to sin. In other words, he will solicit you to sin. And when he solicits you to sin, you say, well, Pastor, I ain't committing no sin. Did you pray? No, I ain't prayed today. Well, you just sinned. So the Bible said pray without ceasing. That's a command. That means you should always be in an attitude of prayer. That means that prayer is communication with God. It's not just one way, just you, you know, just you talking. It's you speaking your heart and then listening to God speak his heart back to you. Prayer is about two-way communication. And I thank God, I thank God that, you know, I'm not where I need to be in prayer. But that's something that the Holy Spirit will never let me get away from. I know I have to pray if I'm going to accomplish God's will. If I'm going to do his will, then I must spend time with him to find out what he wants me to do every day. Because I can think what's important, and it might not even be important at all. I learned that from working at an international paper, that I'd work out my schedule, and I had my projects, and I had my assignments, and I'd be working on them. I said, oh, I got to do this here. And the Holy Ghost would start speaking to me other things that need to be done. And I say, yeah, I know it got to be done, but I ain't got time right now. I ain't had time to do what God told me need to be done. I'm doing what my mind and what my intellect and what my intelligence telling me what I need to do. And then it didn't take me long out there to figure out I better not lean on my own understanding, and I better do what's pressing on me. And I've learned that when God pressed something on me and it won't go away, I know he's trying to talk to me, and he's trying to get me to do something that needs to be done, even though my mind might think that it ain't important. I need to obey what he's telling me to do. And when I do, then I always have good results. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to lead you in error. He's not going to lead you in sin. He's not going to lead you in failure. He's not going to lead you into defeat. He's going to always lead you in victory. Amen. Say, Pastor, how you know you always have victory? Because Jesus always had victory. Amen. How many times did Jesus fail? Not a single time. It's not the will of God for you to have one single solitary defeat in your life. He wants you to win. He wants you to overcome. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 4:3 says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. See, the tempter. See, Satan put on another face, and he came as the tempter, the enticer. He's trying to get Jesus to use his power for his flesh. Jesus said, it is written. See, he pulled the sword out of the Spirit. That word that was quickened to him by the Holy Ghost. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. End of that deal. You notice that Satan never talked to Jesus about food anymore? You never find no more record of him ever talking to Jesus about no more food. Do you? No, what did Jesus do? He started multiplying food. He could have turned them stones into bread easy. He multiplied bread and fish. But see, he was only hearing from heaven. I only do what I see my Father doing. I only speak what I hear my Father saying to me. So we know that Jesus was a man of prayer, so much so that the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Show us to pray like you pray. Prayer is important. So don't let Satan take that weapon from you. Reconsecrate yourself to prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray and not faint. The Bible says to pray fervently. The Bible says pray with the understanding and with the spirit in tongues. Prayer is the place where the mysteries of your life are revealed, where you receive God's provision, his protection, his purpose, his power, and his peace.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in my heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana.